effectiveness. Plan to hear a lot about that lately. It's the latest buzzword across the federal performance community. Lisa Danzig is charged with building the culture to go with it. She took over the day-to-day management of government-wide performance just 2 months ago. Now she's the Associate Director for Personnel and Performance at the Office of Management and Budget. And Lisa Danzig is standing by with Executive Editor Jason Miller at the Government Performance Summit in Washington. Jason?
Thanks, Emily. Now, Lisa, welcome. This is actually probably your first interview since you came into this new role here at OMB.
That's right.
All right. Well, we get an exclusive and a first, so thank you very much. Let's just talk about your transition. You were over at HUD for several years. You came to OMB. Much different view now from the top, if you will. Just give us a sense of how that transition's going.
Yeah, I think, as you said, it's been incredibly exciting because I was for 5 years working at HUD as the Director of Strategic Planning and the Performance Improvement Officer. And now to get a vantage view, point of all the different agencies and what's working and what's not has been really educational for me. Also thinking about how do you what are the levers that you really have from a central government role as opposed to from an agency position, I think has been a good learning just in my short 2 months so far.
Now you've fallen into big footsteps. Shelley Metzenbaum, obviously you knew her very well before. Yeah. Her, Robert Shea from the Bush administration actually is very highly regarded. I'm sure you've talked to them quite a bit.
Yeah.
Give me a sense, what has been your biggest challenges coming into this bigger role? Is it just kind of opening, if you will, the aperture, even though I kind of hate that phrase?
I think it's the breadth of the work, because I'm not only responsible for performance, but also for personnel. So I kind of joke that that job at HUD itself is more than a full-time job. So when you think about that across the whole government, it's an incredible challenge. And on top of that, now we have this really ambitious management agenda that I'm leading components of. So it's a lot of really involved problems, but not necessarily a lot of staff to do, you know, to attack it with. So it's really leveraging the resources that you do have and trying to figure out how to focus on those individual priorities.
That's a whole different discussion we could go down about the lack of staff at OMB. Don't get me on a soapbox. So I'm going to get off my soapbox real quick, and let's talk about the management agenda. One of the big areas is effectiveness. One theme I am seeing throughout the entire government and the idea of a lot of the policy that's coming out, I'll give you the example of the 2016 budget guidance that just came out yesterday, there's this theme of effectiveness. And I think because agencies and OMB is trying to move agencies off of just the efficiency viewpoint, give me a sense, how does effectiveness play in from your perspective?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the first administration, the first term, looked at waste, fraud, and abuse and accountability, and I think efficiency was the focus. And particularly in the performance world, thinking about effectiveness, I think OMB has taken a much more central role. So, for example, managing infrastructure permitting and how do we help agencies collaborate to try and make that process more effective for customers, or security and suitability, and how do we get people through that process more effectively. So I think we're looking very consciously at improvement, ways to improve performance, not just in terms of getting better productivity, but really getting better outcomes to support agencies in reaching their goals.
How do you improve effectiveness? Because a lot of times people go back to efficiency because it's easier. Well, I save money, or, hey, this is costing me less to do whatever I'm doing. Right. And that doesn't necessarily translate into effectiveness. From where you sit, because, you know, from a government-wide perspective, how do you kind of push that down, if you will, or pull it up?
Yeah, so I think the metrics are the key to that, and having balanced metrics that not just measure timeliness or, you know, costs versus value, but you're really looking at quality. So, for example, if you think about TSA and effectiveness, you know, and the customers going through that process, there's the effectiveness of the security operation, obviously, from a mission perspective, and the effectiveness in terms of how customers are treated from a respect standpoint. So, you know, if you use a single metric about, you know, are you waiting online more than 20 minutes to go through a TSA checkpoint, that would only get to the efficiency piece, but if you start motivating people with quality measures around are you catching, you know, X kind of problems, or are people feeling satisfied as they go through it, then you get to, I think, some of the more effectiveness-oriented measures.
How are agencies making that adjustment? Do they, from your perspective, and when you talk with the PIO Council or when you meet with individual agencies through the 101 stat sessions you guys run, do people understand that move from efficiency to effectiveness?
I think people really appreciate it. I know my experience at HUD was that they felt like there was a little bit of focus on the efficiency side to the loss of the quality side or the effectiveness. So I think people are excited to see it's a little bit of the, as you say, more nuanced. How do you measure that? How do you get there? But I think appreciate that shift to improvement and effectiveness and how we get there.
So we've talked a little bit about effectiveness. I'm sure that's a big priority. Let's talk about some of your other priorities within your new role as Associate Director.
So I think capability building is a key piece of this. Partly it's defining the metrics and how do you measure these pieces, but using the Performance Improvement Council, who's also going to be speaking later today, And helping develop the infrastructure within these agencies to both develop agency priority goals, contribute to the cross-agency goals, and the strategic plans. And one of the things I'll be talking about in my remarks later is these strategic reviews. So that's a new component. This is the first time that all agencies will be conducting strategic reviews, evaluating how well they're doing on their strategic objectives, which should, and our plan is to have that play into the FY16 budget in terms of informing those conversations from a policy and program development perspective.
And we talk about capability building, this is not just a capability of measurement, but a capability of people, because I think that comes in your other role is when you talk about performance, you also talk about personnel.
Right.
Are people trained? Are they able to do the necessary work to build, as you said, that effectiveness measures to understand it? How does that play kind of come together?
Exactly. And so we have a series of different programs, whether it's an ambassadors program or fellows programs, to try and mentor people in playing this role. We also convene the PIC community frequently to share best practices and learn from one another, so that we're really building a community of practice around, I think, a lot of these measures and how to do this.
Is that something that's necessary from a community of practice? When you bring the PIO Council together, the PIC together, are you breaking down the subcommittees saying we're going to, again, we don't want to silo, so we're not going to have an IT subcommittee, but would you create kind of an IT subcommittee but bring in people who have the foot in that IT door, not necessarily CIOs, but people who play a role in IT?
Yeah. I think that, so there's that we either break into functions, so we look at strategic reviews, for example, how are all the different agencies doing this, or into topics, look at, agencies that do benefits processing and how can we support one another in terms of how they do that or how they measure that. So I think it really is topical and whatever surfaces as the kind of topic of the community that feels like an issue to talk about. Work groups develop and look at data-driven reviews or how do you survey, and that a cohort of group of people develop. So I was a part of one of those when I was at HUD, and it was so exciting. It's very rare you come to a work group, and you can't let the person even present because you keep interrupting them to say, wait a minute, I want to know how you do X. So it really provides this incredible opportunity to immediately get to your peers in other agencies and figure out how are they doing this, how are they addressing these challenges, how are they engaging their leadership, et cetera.
And how does this fit back into the cross-agency priority goals? Because I think one of the things that we've seen over the last few years is not just an agency goal that's a high priority, but then OMB has moved out to these cross-agency goals, and then you've added more in this, I think, the 2015 budget request. There's several more added and updated. How does that all fit together? Because, again, effectiveness is going to kind of go through it all.
Yeah, so we think about it on three levels. There's the strategic plan, obviously, which is the basis foundation for this, and this is the first year where all the strategic plans have actually been created in the same cycle. So for the first time, everybody actually is on the same time cycle. The second is the agency priority goals. We have 92 of those this year, and those are the more narrowly focused, targeted goals by each agency. And then the third, we have 15 different cross-agency priority goals, 8 on the management side, which make up the management agenda, and 7 on the mission side. And those are really the problems that you can't solve vertically. They have to be solved horizontally, whether it's cybersecurity or customer service. And different agencies are participating in different components of that. We have leadership from the agency level and from the Executive Office of the President. And I think we learned a lot from the first cycle of those cross-agency goals in terms of how to make those more, have more impact, be more effective, and that's something we're directly supporting in terms of the process.
I know you guys recently updated performance.gov. I think there's another update coming soon. Is that something we should expect when? Roughly? I know, it's always roughly.
Yeah,
it's always,
right.
It's government, so soon is...
Right. I think sometime in the summer there'll be another update that'll give us a little more functionality and a little more usability in terms of getting access to this information. So I think it's a work in progress, as you say.
Never ends. You're going to be up on stage here at the Government Performance Summit in just a few minutes. Just give us a quick high-level theme about your speech. What were some of the high points you want to address?
So I think the general theme is continuing to move from a culture of compliance and reporting to using performance information to make decisions and to be strategic. And I think some of the foundation of that is partly focusing on the management agenda and how do we use that to get to your point around effectiveness, and part of it is around the strategic reviews. So I'm going to give a little bit of context on the performance framework and the background, but really talk about the strategic reviews as the next step forward after we've had several years of doing these agency priority goals and what we're hoping to get out of that, and then some lessons learned from my experience at HUD and otherwise.
And then the news reporter in me always comes out, any policies, any changes, any guidance we should expect in the coming weeks, months, anything that you can give us a heads up on?
Nothing specific. I think you saw the budget guidance that was released yesterday.
Oh,
I think that's
it. I've read it. I mean, I love the budget guidance.
Yeah,
there's a few things in life I love more. But
it's a small audience that maybe appreciates getting that.
I don't know why. 4 pages of beauty. I mean,
but I think that you can see in that the tie between, I think, the performance information, the evidence-based agenda, and the budget formulation, which I think is an exciting step forward.
All right. I know the people from here at the Performance Institute and AGA have been very kind to let us have you for a few extra minutes. We're going to let you go. Lisa Danzig is OMB's Associate Director for Personnel and Performance. Did I get that right?
I always mix them up, too.
All right. Coming live from the Government Performance Summit in Washington, this is Jason Miller. Back to you, Emily.